Hello, this is Elvis Lester coming to you from the NeuroSize Studios. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about NeuroSize and eye pointing. NeuroSize and eye pointing help to guide eye movement. That's right, guide eye movement and transform features of memories and representations, what we have in the moment or in the present moment, and also what we recollect or collect again or recall, quote-unquote, memories. I put quotes around memories because really these are actions. Recollecting a memory is an action. Recalling a memory up is also an action. So maybe people don't know sometimes that that's exactly what they're doing. They're not just random memories that emerge or that we engage or express. We actually emerge them by doing a certain behavior, often followed by a trigger or a cue. And the brain is predictive in nature, so it's actually involved in this cueing of resources we call memories. Eye movement can be used to guide and direct this activation. What it is neural activation and reactivation. So the brain is activating and reactivating memories, quote-unquote, or representations, how we present information to ourselves and how we present it again to ourselves. These are actions. When we move our eyes to specific points in the visual field, right, center, or left, and up and down, so you have the X and the Y and the Z axis. X would be the horizontal and Y the vertical, and Z depth and distance. Gives us a sense of space and time. Of course, the eyes are tracking constantly, and they have unfettered access to the brain. It goes straight to the brain. No filter. It's a wonderful way. It's visual learning, of course. The eye movements serve to activate and engage the brain and the body in very specific ways. Primarily that of protection and also awareness or attention, so that we can actually see what's happening, what's going on in the visual field, whether that's on the periphery or in the foveal area, or what we call with central vision. And so this is the idea. We have all these abilities visually that we're actually utilizing or engaging in when we do create a memory or representation of the experience or the live experience. It's ultimately very simple. Eye movements and what I call eye points, points of entry into that representation or memory that is created or that are created, are related to strategy formation, strategies that we have in the moment to be able to respond, to adapt. This is the very sequencing, order, chaining of the structure, connecting and linking of what we see or hear or feel, sense or taste and smell. And this is the five senses. We call it the VAKOG, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, and gustatory. This has been known for decades, well, centuries, that function as cues and triggers. They do. Kickers leading to the anchoring of sequences. Anchoring in any sense channel, sensory channels. This helps us to have an order of the representation or quote-unquote memory. And this allows for the reaccess or the recall or reconstruction or recollection, choose your metaphor, of the structural elements involved in our strategies or responses we refer to as behaviors. What a mouthful, right? Let's break it down a little bit. So there's eye movement, there's the eyes pointing, and there's also the body pointing. I call that neuro pointing. So these eye points and neuro points interact. Eye points are actually neuro points that have been developed for us to be able to find our way, to navigate, to negotiate our paths and lives. And this negotiation is neural negotiation in our brain. These pathways are established when we do see or hear, feel or smell, taste. And this is how we learn. This is the essence of learning. We're taking in information multi-sensorially through each of the senses. And this allows us to have a code that's registered and develops, and that we can actually re-access. We can actually decode or output it. And we can recode it. We can go back to that and associate to it, associative learning. And then we can actually add resources whether that's in a memory or the quote-unquote past, because really what we have now is in this moment and not the past, but that's in another audio or podcast. What does this mean? Maybe you have your own ideas already, right? It means that, to me, eye movements, and what I have coined as eye points and neuro points, are integral to all we do. As they're very cues, they're the very cues, the neural cues, neural cueing, that help us to reaccess these resourceful representations and memories. By the way, that's what memories are for, correct? Is the resourceful times in our lives and the times of our life that we really appreciate and want to remember and want to keep fresh or refreshing these memories. And we also have the ones that we view as unresourceful memories. And some of these incidents or experiences that we've had in our life, and some have had more than others, of course, depending on the situation, the environment, the context they've grown up in or lived in or operated within. And some refer to these as problem states or abuse or trauma or anything like that. And so maybe some haven't had as much of that, and or people who respond to those types of situations, they're different. It's unique. It's idiosyncratic. Everyone responds in their own way. And that's also dependent upon, you know, their prior experience and the strategies they have at their beck and call. That's right. We have strategies at our beck and call. We have resources. We have representations and memories. And we have these elements of excellence that are involved as cues, indicators, that can help us to guide and to direct our responses and how we do respond in the moment. Whether that's a choice or controlled response or a default mode response. And that can go both ways, positive and negative, good and not so good. And the idea is to make it good and positive and have fun, enjoy life, and do your best. Of course, we believe that everyone does the best they can with what they have at the time as to resources and learning and knowledge and wisdom. But we can all learn, and we can always go back and add new learning, new knowledge, and new wisdom to that. That's what we call inserting resources from the neurolinguistic model. So the eyes, they say, are the pathway to the brain. This eye-brain connection that Alfred Korzybski, who created general semantics, the theory of evaluation and time binding, how we bind these moments in time in our brain and how we express them in our nervous system, indicated that this connection ought to be used and that we ought to show people or demonstrate to them visually or through visualization in all senses, really, that the learning that they could actually utilize in that moment and the knowledge that they can access and encode. So we know that the eyes, they do move, and they actually go to a specific location at a certain distance in the visual field. And so we're working on all these axes, X and Y and Z, etc., that combines to help us to access that memory or representation. And it reflects the true activation of the brain, which is really the brain-based behaviors that we really need to get to that the person is doing, versus what we know to do in mental health or psychology, even in coaching and some other areas, leadership as well. We know that it's the brain that's responsible for all this, and we know that these behaviors, the neural behaviors that create these representations, are within our control. But a lot of times, maybe not so much. They may be more non-conscious and some involuntary or avolitional versus by choice, by volition. And so that the idea is that we can decide. The more we can actually detect, we can correct, we can take and make that to our advantage. So that's what the purpose of these types of learnings are. The eye pointing and neuro pointing training, or the emerge training, eye movement emergence, re-emergence, and guided expression. So when people come to get assistance or to help and heal certain things that have happened in their life, or to actually add more higher performance to their life, like in a coaching model, or change work, then we know that we can assist them by using these techniques and tools, models that were built exactly for this, to engage what is emerging and to learn from it and then to add more value to it, more resources, more skill or knowledge and wisdom. And that then allows us to express ourselves at a different level, at a higher level, at even more higher performance. And that does include, of course, the higher level things that we do in the mind, like meaning making and significance and evaluation and perception. And, you know, you've heard the phrase, perception is reality. Well, what that says to me is what you are seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting, sensing, and what you are doing in these sense channels, that is really tailoring and filtering our reality. It causes sorting style or patterns to occur. And so we know with neurolinguistics, with hypnosis, with these models, the emerge and eye pointing, and also with another model I have too called neurosize, it's what you're doing that's making the difference. And we want to make a true difference for people. We want to help them to do the best they can with what they have in the moment. So we know that now, with these types of neurotechnologies, or I call them neurotechniques, we can predict what the person is doing in the moment. Of course, we ask and inquire and determine what it is that actually happened and how they're activating or reactivating these types of experiences neurally and how it expresses in their nervous system. And we also know that by reactivating a previous representation with these models and techniques, that we can actually add more resources and make improvements and help that person to evolve the way that they do express in themselves. So this is the idea behind the training, the immersions. We have a 4-day training. We have a module 1 of 2 for the emerge and another 4-day training, module 2 of 2. And that allows us to train people to become more masterful in utilizing these types of movements. And it is movement, neural movements, that we are doing or our clients are doing. And then we can actually begin to recalibrate these responses. And via guided expression, we can actually then help them, the client, to learn how to do this for themselves, utilizing these complete eye movement systems. We call it eye movement therapy or eye movement coaching. And with neurosize, hypnosis, and NLP, you know, we're going to win because these are the most powerful technology for change work on the planet that we know of today. So this is Elvis Lester coming to you from the Neurosize Studios. If you're interested in working with me or learning these models, contact me at 813-221-5466. Or go to elvislester.com, check out the events, and we have webinars as well at webinars.biz. Thank you very much for listening and have an excellent day.